Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. Radical Russ here at the Marijuana Business Conference and Expo in Orlando, Florida, at the Gaylord Palms Resort. And I've run into a fellow activist. We're rare birds here at these business conferences, but Amber Langston is here with Show Me Cannabis. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Russ. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing great, but I don't think I'm doing as good as you are.
Probably not. We're pretty excited from those of us from the Show Me State today. We turned in all of our signatures yesterday to the Secretary of State for our medical cannabis initiative that's, we presume, will be on the ballot in November.
Yeah, I saw the pictures on Facebook, you guys sitting with a truck full of boxes and boxes of these petitions. Is there a number that you have as far as how many got turned in?
That's a good question. I'm not sure what we ended up with at the end of the day. Our goal was 250,000. We definitely exceeded that. We got the number that we needed in all the different congressional districts, and we're feeling pretty good about it.
So Missouri is one of those states where you can't just get X number of signatures. You got to get X number of signatures in Y number of counties kind of thing?
Yeah. Based on congressional districts. So 6 out of 8 congressional districts. And we met our goals. So yeah. It's looking good.
So usually these goals are padded so that you deal with the invalid signatures and such. What was the hard goal? What was the number the state's looking for?
About 160,000.
Oh, geez. So you got over 250,000. You're probably well likely to be on the ballot.
We're feeling pretty good about it. Lots of good volunteers and a good consulting company getting signatures with us. So yeah, it's pretty great.
That's awesome. So give people a breakdown of what happens when this cannabis bill gets on the ballot and passes.
Well, so we've got a little bit of time, but we tried not to give them too much time. The Department of Health will then put out a process for applications. There will be a number of licenses available. We made sure that there is a floor and not a ceiling. So for every county, there'll be at least one license, up to 30,000 people. And then beyond that, there will be, for every 30,000, they get another license. And then similarly, well, not for dispensaries, but cultivation is one for every 50,000, or one for every 80,000, and then infused products, one for every 50,000.
Wow, that's good news on the industry side. How about for the patients? What are they allowed to possess? Can they grow, for example?
Yes. So we wanted to make a very business-friendly and very patient-friendly model. So up to 6 plants of home cultivation. We don't define stages of growth, so just 6 plants. There are a list of conditions suggested, but really we feel that it's up to the doctor, and doctors should have a right. Missourians support doctors' rights to recommend cannabis. So if you've got a condition and cannabis can help it, you've got a doctor that thinks that you should be able to be a legal patient in Missouri.
So this sounds as if it's a throwback to late 20th century, early 2000s medical cannabis, where you can grow your own and doctors are kind of in charge of the process rather than legislators setting up a fixed list.
Right. Yeah, we are one of the holdouts, I suppose, on states that can put an initiative on the ballot and people can actually have that input into creating the language. Our legislature was attempting to pass something this last session, but they narrowed it down to only end-of-life care, and it was, you know, very few dispensaries and no home cultivation and the typical things that politicians like to do because they don't know anything about this issue.
Right,
a lot of the time.
They figure, oh, well, as long as you're dying, we can let you get high.
Right, exactly.
What a sad state of affairs that is. So I imagine you're in the campaign phase now. You'll have to be campaigning to tell people this will be on the ballot and what good it'll do for Missouri. How can people get involved with that?
Well, if you want to go to newapproachmissouri.com, that's the name of our campaign committee. And, of course, I'm still involved heavily with Show Me Cannabis. You go to show-mecannabis.com, and you can figure out how to help us out, how to get, support the cause, get people registered to vote, get awareness out there, education on our issues. We don't have too much of an opposition yet, but it is a battleground state. We are likely to see some conservatives, I think, pop up and say they don't like us. So I know. I think we can handle it.
What's the prognosis for passing this? I mean, you have polling that shows good support for this?
Yeah, I think most recently there was a poll that had our ballot measure specifically at 59%.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I just heard someone telling me that yesterday, and honestly, I just flew to Florida last night, and I haven't actually looked at the poll yet, but that's pretty good for the actual ballot language, and other polls have showed up to 70% and even greater support, so...
Wow. This is amazing. Florida's on the ballot for medical. Ohio's pushing for it. Arkansas's pushing for it. And now you guys look like you'd be on the ballot. We could have four more medical cannabis states by the end of this year. How does that make you feel?
Woohoo! I am so happy to be at this point. I've been, you know, working on this issue for a number of years all over the country and glad to be back in my home state and helping to push it forward and with a good law. You know, it took us a long time. It took a lot of groundwork building up a movement of supporters there, but I think we have managed to pull off actually having a successful initiative for the people, by the people, and maybe not just totally hijacked by the non-cannabis community. So pretty exciting.
That's right. A law built by activists for patients. And not that we're against industry or the legislators, you know, having their say or even law enforcement for that matter, but really the patients come first. And I'm glad you guys took that route.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Patients are first. They can't wait any longer.
Amber Langston from Show Me Cannabis, show-mecannabis.com, right? And newapproachmissouri.com?
Correct. You got it.
Wow, amazing what a few days off of weed can do for you. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back with the conference and expo right after this.